we can all agree it wasn't a 5-point game, you know what I mean? The goal at the end was obviously the icing on the cake, but disappointing. We knew we'd be hugely competitive, even if others didn't. And probably, trying to analyse it now is difficult, but probably a few of our sloppy turnovers towards the end, that they really capitalised on it. A couple of frees TJ Reid scored were, you know, pretty special. So, and a game of that level, it was always going down to fine margins, and Ballyhale were just a wee bit more ruthless in front of goal today than us, and maybe defensively we maybe at times were a wee bit maybe caught unawares or whatever. But I mean, it's very difficult because we're not always playing games at this level, so people can't really understand how difficult it is. So it's a difficult one to tick, but like, you know, Ballyhale are like, they are what they are. They're maybe one of the best club teams ever, so we've made big strides. So
is the really frustrating thing that the fade didn't come in the end? The fade was kind of nearly midway through the second half, or maybe the kind of 15 to 20 minute period, and actually you finished quite strongly, so that would suggest that if you could have addressed that, maybe you could be on your way to Croke Park.
Yeah, look, we weren't shocked this time to be in a situation where we're in Oisin. We knew against the Perisha the last time that, you know, we are good enough to play at this level. We've earned that right. So, like I said, the goal at the end, you know, when there was a point in it at the end with a goal, you thought you have right over in a really good position. But some of the scores that Ballyhale reeled off were pretty special scores. And we've just got to get better, and we've just got to accept that that's the level it's at. Whether we ever get back to this level again or play a team of Ballyhale's quality, well, I can't say that right now, but, you know, hats off to Ballyhale. They're probably as special a club team as you could ever wish to meet.
You're probably only thinking about the results right now, and that's fair enough, but does it mean anything to you in a positive sense that today was a very special day for hurling, and a part of the world doesn't really see special days for hurling? It was a great occasion. You gave a great performance. The crowd, like, it was absolutely jam-packed.
Good day for Ulster Hurling. Like, and I think Ulster Hurling's on its knees, to be fair, and, you know, just goes to show you that there's hurling people and there's football people all over Ireland, even if they're not from the most traditional of so-called strongholds. So we knew today that we were going to be competitive, and we knew how passionate we are about hurling and how much work we put into it. So, but sadly for us now, it's not about anymore about these type of performances. It's now just about winning, and it's our third national semi-final defeat in 4 years, so it doesn't get any easier, Oisin, and today's as hard a one to swallow as any, probably.